The wine movie Bottle Shock is in theaters. We have the winemaker from the vineyard that beat the French in the legendary 1976 Paris tasting.
In the mood for marinated pork chops, we've got the recipe and the perfect wine match.
USA Today has some mid-priced wine recommendations. We'll tell you where we agree and where we differ. All of that and more is next.
Oh, wait a minute, Igor. May I look at the bottle?
What for do you want to look?
Hey, watch, see if it's a vintage year. Is it? Yes.
Oh, that's a bad year. Bad year.
Perhaps this one's better for soft American.
No, this is a good year.
Water. Now we will pour. You from your bottle, me from mine.
It's a democratic.
Oh, yeah.
It's The Wine Crush, a show that's all about wine and the lifestyle it creates. And now, here are your hosts, Laura Lawson and Michael Ambrose.
They're back.
And indeed, we are back. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And welcome to The Wine Crush, your weekly tour of the wonderful world of wine. We are here to fly you safely through the turbulent and sometimes confusing skies of wines. Michael, did you like my reference to flying?
Oh, yes, I certainly did.
Well, we will try hard not to crash and burn over the next hour as we have fun with our second favorite subject. We'll leave you to guess what's number one.
And you can play along by calling us with your questions. 877-4CRUSH-1. That's 877-427-8741. Or you can email us at info@winecrush.com.
When you actually dial it, a very handsome and sexy voice will tell you what to do from there. On today's show, we're going to ride the crest of national attention that wine is getting in the news and entertainment industry, and much of it is coming from the new movie Bottle Shock.
We'll also be visited by Cameron Perry of the legendary winery Chateau Montalino, which beat the French in the Paris wine tasting on which the movie is based.
And of course, we'll stumble through your calls and emails. There's your wine roadmap for the show, so let's dive right in. Michael, the biggest story for wine lovers is the release of the much-anticipated movie Bottle Shock. It hit the theaters this week, and I think most of you should be able to find a theater near you that actually is carrying the movie.
I just read an article that said California is going to produce wine that will rival the finest of the French.
Bonjour.
They held a competition to prove it.
I'm going to California to try and find some respectable competition.
The world tends to think of us as a bunch of hicks taking on the French.
Did I mention that the tasting was blind?
Bottle Shock.
It's a really interesting movie. I haven't had a chance to see it, but I understand you have seen it.
I have. And for those of you who are not following what the concept of Bottle Shock is, in 1976, there was a world-class tasting that was arranged by Steve Spurrier in which he paired the French wines against American wines.
Right.
And it was kind of done as a publicity stunt. They were going to have the 1976, since it was our bicentennial. They were doing it to be almost mocking about the California wines.
Yep, yep.
And long story short, California wines went over there and socked it to them right in the nose.
Yeah, and the most amazing part of it is the French judges, the people, the sommeliers from France, were the ones that chose the American wines over the French wines.
Oh, yeah, so it's interesting. Well, what we have done on the big screen now is recanted that whole tasting.
Yeah.
Bottle Shock should have been about all the different wineries in Napa Valley that went out there and beat the French.
That's right.
This movie, although it is a good movie, is nothing but a PR point for Chateau Montalino.
Really? Are you kidding me?
No.
Because, you know, that was the white wine. There was also a red wine that won the contest.
The movie, insofar as getting out there and showing about the California wines and showing that Montalena beat the French,
right.
Yes, it's accurate. But there's a lot of little details. You know, they don't mention the other white wines like Chalon or Spring Mountain. When you're looking at the whole white wine thing, which is what they focused on, I found it interesting that even though accurate that Montalena beat the French, it bothered me immensely that they never mentioned that Mike Gergich was the winemaker that made that wine. So, whereas the story is great, its accuracy is kind of questionable.
Okay.
It's definitely worth a look-see. If you're in the business, if you understand about wine and you know what the 76 tasting is, definitely go check it out. On the same token, the lead guy that plays Bo Barrett and the pretty blonde that plays his intern.
I see.
If you just need some eye candy, go see it for that. All right, well, we'll talk a little bit more about bottle shock. But Michael, did you see the USA Today article?
I actually have a copy of it here. It says, "Let your palate recalibrate your budget." And it's talking about, it's comparing high-end wines with wines of similar so-called quality for much less money.
Well, you and I do that on the show back and forth with your silver spoon in your mouth. I'm always trying to find the value.
Yeah.
But on the USA, I think the point that Jerry Shriver, who is the writer, made was that mid-priced wines held up pretty well against their higher-priced cousins.
Mm-hmm.
USA Today is the most widely read newspaper in the country, and we're always happy when national publications give space and extol the virtue of wines. So checking it out, looking at the Chardonnays that USA Today has recommended, they have recommended 2006 Gnarly Head.
Okay.
I have not had that lately. Have you?
I have not. I think it's the second label of Phillips.
Oh. The 2005 Sonoma Cutrer, Sonoma Coast is in there.
Okay, and I understand you've tried that lately and not too excited about that, right?
Well, I'm spoiled. I've known Sonoma Cutrer. I've been drinking the wines at least 12, 13, 14, 15 years.
Right.
So I remember when they were elite producer and there wasn't that much to be had and the wines were definitely more structured than they are now.
And Chapelet, I think, was one of the other wines. That has been one of my favorite, perennial favorite wines from Napa Valley. And there's also Matanzas Creek, which is in Sonoma Valley. Both of those are pretty much high-end wines. They're in the $30 range, $27 to $29 range. And then he also compared the Fess Parker from Santa Rita Hills.
Definitely go see the winery. They are doing some really great things with single vineyards, and you don't find that much single vineyard wine coming out of Santa Barbara, Santa Maria. But no, the Ashley's Vineyard Chardonnay that they recommend from Fess Parker, definitely a great bottle. Might be a little bit more difficult to find, but definitely go find that. And of course, Matanzas Creek's always one of my all-time
always.
Favorites.
Great, and it's such a beautiful place. Checking these wines out, what was your favorite as far as the value?
Well, when you're looking at value component, as much as I like Chardonnay, I am going to go pick up a bottle of the Gnarly Head. I haven't had it in a while. If they're going to put Gnarly Head in a list with Sonoma Cutrer, Matanzas,
right,
and Fess Parker, I'm going to go give it a run.
Personally, I think if they're listing Sonoma Cutrer at $22, they're listing Chapelet at $27. Given the option there, I would go with the Chapelet.
Makes sense.
Excuse me, I have to take a phone call.
1-877-4-CRUSH-1. That's 1-877-427-8741.
Copernicus called, and you are not the center of the universe.
The Wine Crush.
All right, Michael, we'll come back to this a little bit later in the show and review USA Today's red wine selections and see what we think of those. But now it's time for you, our audience, to participate in the show. You can reach us at 877-4-CRUSH-1. That's 877-427-8741. And when you do that, you can leave your question on our wine line. And that just means you record your question and we'll answer it when we get around to feeling like it.
That's it. That's
so,
for sure.
One of you kind people have called in and dropped this question on the wine line.
My name is Lee. I'm from beautiful Murrells Inlet, South Carolina. My question is, I really love sangria, but I haven't really found one that's really nice, light, and fruity, very fruity, and sort of sweet. Could you recommend one?
Lee, you are from a beautiful place, that's for sure. As far as a sangria-style wine, I personally like the red sangrias, and I think you can choose just about any light red wine from, you know, a Chianti if you want to, or an expensive Spanish wine. Add some oranges and lemons to it. You can put a little 7-Up in there. I'll tell you what they do in Spain. They actually put a couple of shots of brandy in there as well. How about you, Laura?
Lee, I think the best thing for sangria lovers to do is to make their own, and I think people are intimidated about doing it. Like Michael was saying, either take red or white wine. If you want something a little bit sweeter for a white, you might want to use a Chenin Blanc or use a Riesling. On the red, use a Beaujolais. Basically, inexpensive base wines.
Right.
And then cut up oranges, cut up limes. Michael suggested putting 7-Up in there. It's good because it gives it a little bit of spritz, but you can use club soda as well.
Yeah.
But that way, also, you can control how sweet, how acidic, how tart, however you want it. Obviously, they do make bottled ones on the market for sale. but nothing is going to compare to what you can make in your own
kitchen.
No,
the homemade ones are the way to go.
All right. Well, Lee, hopefully we answered your question, because right now Michael and I have to take a beat, take a deep breath, and give you a break from us. So more on USA Today and Bottle Shock when we return.
A party? And you didn't invite us?
The Wine Crush.
You ain't getting rid of us that easy.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has 7 models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway, to the Aveo 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of MPG, based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
So you think you're a Team 48 fan, right?
Try me.
How many Sprint Cup races have Jimmy?
229.
How many did
34
they?
34 wins.
Where was Jimmy?
El Cajon, California.
When was he?
9/17/75.
Where was Chad?
Rockport, Illinois.
I'm sorry, what?
Rockport, Illinois.
Rockport, Illinois? No, my friend. Chad Knaus was born in Rockford, Illinois. And you call yourself a fan.
Become an official member of the Team Lowe's Racing Fan Club. Just log in at www.lowesracing.com and sign up today.
This is Jimmy Johnson, and I want to thank all of the Lowe's Team 48 fans for cheering us on over the years.
Lowe's, let's build something together.
There's a reason Roush Performance chooses Cooper Tires for their high-performance vehicles. Just ask Cooper Tires technical advisor Johnny Unser.
Roush tunes vehicles to reach their absolute limits. They need tires that can handle those limits, from handling to durability to safety. That's why they choose Cooper. And that same race-bred technology goes into every Cooper tire you buy, no matter what you drive.
For more information and to find a dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com. Cooper Tires. Don't give up a thing.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving. Over the limit. Under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Listen carefully. What do you hear? Do you know what that is? That's the sound of someone being there. The sound of someone caring about a kid. That's the sound of a mentor. See a movie together, play catch, or just hang out. The important thing is spending time together. A little of your time means a lot to a kid.
This is Laura Bush. Help America's youth. Be a friend. Be a mentor. Just be there.
To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. That's BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Have a banana.
Eating well. Have 2 bananas. And playing.
Come on, Baloo.
Go together like best friends.
You better believe it.
With the food pyramid, the bare necessities of living healthy are easy.
That bring the bare necessities of life.
It gives you just the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Crazy.
So eat right.
You eat it?
You're gonna love the way they tickle.
Be active.
I'll move. That's it.
And don't forget to have fun.
You're lots of fun, Baloo.
That's the way to be the best.
You're all right, kid.
At anything you do.
Yeah, man.
You can go to mypyramid.gov to play some games and find out more.
Me and Baloo, we've got things to do.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ag Council.
Between the dogs, my mama's calls, is it against the law for me to get what I need? A good friend and a glass of wine, someone to say it's gonna be alright. A good friend and a glass of wine, a little pick me up to get me through the night.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And we know a thing or two about what happens when good friends and wine get together. and we are thrilled to be able to share our wit and so-called wisdom with you.
Yes, indeed.
And if you don't get enough of our wit and wisdom on our weekly show, you try saying that fast, you can check out our website. And our website is www.winecrush.com. Go on the website. You can read all about Michael. You can read about me. You can see some cute little pictures. And you can be interactive and leave us emails and comment on our blog.
That's right.
And we encourage you to comment on our blog, especially Michael's. I've read his lately, and he just has no clue what he's talking about, but we'll get there.
I love the way you say that.
We've been talking about the new movie Bottle Shock. It's the story of how California winemakers from Chateau Montelena and Chalon and Fremark Abbey and Spring Mountain and, of course, Stag's Leap beat the French in a blind wine tasting in the 1970s and really put California wines on the map. Here's my question, and this is both to our listeners and to Michael. Do we think that Bottle Shock is going to have the same impact on the whole wine industry like Sideways did?
And you know, for people that don't know about Sideways, it had a tremendous influence. You sell wine. After that movie came out, wasn't Pinot Noir the biggest selling thing on the block for years?
You couldn't get your hands on a bottle of Pinot for 6 months after that movie came out. And what was interesting is you had so many vineyards rip out Chardonnay, rip out Cabernet, rip out Merlot
right.
to put in Pinot Noir. So right now there is an ocean of Pinot Noir, and what the insiders in our business are calling this movie, it's the Chardonnay Sideways.
Yeah, it may be.
Before all of you get all excited and decide to go out and buy a bottle of Chateau Montelena Chardonnay.
You better check the price.
Not check the price, check the shelves. There is none to be had.
Really?
Chateau Montelena sent a press release out saying that the 2006 vintage was already decimated. It is gone. They have nary a bottle left.
Wow.
However, 2007 vintage should be coming out, hopefully around January. So if you go to the store to find that bottle of Montelena, you're just going to have to wait till January. However, definitely recommend finding the Gurgits, finding the Chalon, and finding the other great wines that participated. Joining us right now is a man who lives and works in the heart of where the actual events in the movie happened. He's Richard Hake. He's the chef out in beautiful Napa Valley, California. And he's going to unleash another fabulous recipe on an unsuspecting nation. Richard, welcome back to the Wine Crush.
Welcome back.
It's great to be back. Thanks so much.
It's nice to actually talk to you one-on-one and see what's going on. Richard, we have been sitting here talking about Bottle Shock, the movie that just came out about the Montelena tasting in Paris. Before we talk about what you're creating in the kitchen, how is Bottle Shock affecting everyone in Napa? Are people up in arms? Are they happy? Where do we stand?
They're happy. The small theater in St. Helena has been running it, and it'll be running the movie for 14 days. And St. Helena is a real small town, but all the locals are coming out and sneaking in a bottle of wine and enjoying the movie and trying to recognize some of the characters portrayed in the movie. And it was the same reception Sideways got. Everyone here is a big fan of wine, so anything that Hollywood puts out and portrays wine and any light is enjoyed by the folks here in Napa Valley.
Well, listen, I have in front of us that you are marinating pork chops as we speak. What you got for today?
Well, I like a good, thick, center-cut pork chop. I try to keep the marinades really simple, and I think if you don't have a garden, if you could have anything, whether you live in the city or the country, is just a little herb box and fresh herbs, which you can also get at the grocery store, really impact the flavor of a marinade, and of course an onion. I like pureeing onions in my marinades. I try to avoid too much sugar or too much salt in my marinade. So this is a garden herb and onion marinated pork chop.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be great anytime you put fresh herbs together with a pureed onion. For our listeners who would like to see this actual recipe, you can do so on our website, which is www.winecrush.com. So looking ahead at what you're doing with the pork chop, is this grilled? Is it marinated?
I like to get on a marinade about 24 hours ahead of time, get in the Ziploc bag or in a baking dish covered in the marinade, and then when you pull it out, make sure you clean off all the herbs and fire up the grill and grill this over high heat, and it's delicious and creates some wonderful flavors. And when we start talking about the wine pairing, I think the flavors really help with.
What would you be pairing with that?
I actually, everyone thinks pork and Pinot, and I actually like this pork chop with a Cabernet, and I look for a Cabernet more toward Sonoma County or from a cooler climate, because the Cabernet is much more ripe and full of fruit and not as high in tannin. So this is a great pork chop for Cabernet.
You and Michael tend to agree more often than I do.
I've got it written right here, Cabernet.
Yes, Michael's with you on Cabernet. I would think a Sonoma Syrah would be really good with this. Have a little bit of herbaceousness to it, but still have the fruit that would come through.
You know, I was looking at the parsley there and the rosemary, and I just think the first thing that came to my mind was a Joe Heights cab, really.
Yeah, we're all in the Napa Valley mood around here. You'll have to bear with us.
Yeah.
On that note, we have some people that have called in and asked us some questions. Do you mind sticking around and helping us answer food questions?
Absolutely. I'm always looking forward to hearing what the listeners have to ask us.
All right. Well, right. We got this question when we were actually allowed out of the studio and allowed to interact with the public.
My name is Jen, and what kind of wine would go with spicy Italian sausage?
Well, Jen sounds like she's having a ball.
Yeah, really? Let's see if we can do a remote wherever Jen is.
No doubt. Richard, what goes with spicy Italian sausage?
Well, on a previous show, I talked about dolcetta, which is a lighter, fruitier Italian varietal. That or a Valpolicella. Yeah, since it's Italian, let's go with an Italian varietal. And we've been talking so much about California wines. That's my choice.
Strangely enough, we are once again together, and I'll tell you why. Because I've written Amarone down here, which happens to be a sun-dried fruit with Valpolicella grapes in it.
I'm actually going to ship both of y'all off in a box, and y'all can just go entertain yourself. For the rational voice of the rest of the public, I will go with just a plain Sangiovese. Once again, nothing up the top, nothing we have to actually spell out for you. Chianti, Sangiovese, very easy going with this Italian sausage. Well, Richard, thank you for hanging with us and answering some questions from the general populace. I know we'll be talking to you next week. Think ahead. What are we going to be doing?
Well, I think we should be thinking about football season and game day, so maybe something that's good for tailgating.
Oh, there you go.
I like the way you think, because I definitely bleed red and black this time of year. All right.
Yeah, well, we're on the same page.
Well, we'll agree on something for a change.
And I'll be in Georgia myself.
All right. Well, all this food talk is making me hungry again, so while we send our turkey vulture to retrieve something edible, we're going to step away. But when we return, we will be joined by the winemaker from the legendary winery Chateau Montelena that all the hype is about, and I am sure that the quality of all of our conversations are going to improve. So stay with us.
We'll be back with more of The Wine Crush.
So, you know, we won the cup in 06, then we won again in 07, so naturally me, Jimmy, Chad, and the guys, we're really happy. And, you know, of course, we've had some...
What's this we? We won in 06, we won in 07. What are you, part of Lowe's Team 48?
Yeah.
Become an official member of the Team Lowe's Racing Fan Club. Just log in at www.lowesracing.com and sign up today. You'll get the club's free track record magazine, members-only discounts, weekly club emails, and lots more.
This is Jimmy Johnson. Looking forward to having you on the team.
Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro-lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
You wanna go? All of you who wanna go to college. Wanna go? You best listen to this knowledge. Listen. You gotta be a go-getter, cause it's hard to get there. Get up in their face, get up in their space. Excuse me, missus. You say you're my teacher, you say you're my preacher. Excuse me, mister. You act like you're large and you say you're in charge. So show me, what is it that I need? So tell me, the books I should read. Somebody hit me with the 411. There are steps to take, there's a job to be done. I want step one, step two, step three spelled out. All the info is what I'm about. So ask for help and do not stop. KnowHowToGo.org. Let's ride.
That was Fonsworth Bentley with Wanna Go. For more college info, visit KnowHowToGo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking.
Hmm.
You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing. You're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You must be your fairy godmother. Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh, that does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number, and get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
For all sorts of fun information about wine, go to our new website, winecrush.com. That's winecrush, all one word, .com.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And we are here on your weekly show that's all about the grape and all its glory. Our motto here is wine is fun.
Yes, indeed, it is fun.
There are literally thousands of choices of wines. So, of course, it's very easy to get lost in grocery store aisles. It's very easy to get lost in your Mega Mart aisles. In my case, it's very easy for me to get lost in a bottle, period.
Yes.
You know, that's when I always relate to Mark Twain.
Well, you know, in my case, it's easy to get lost in the parking lot trying to get into the grocery store.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, see, then Mark Twain's quote would apply to you as well. It's what I live by. I feel sorry for non-drinkers. When they wake up in the morning, that's the best they're going to feel all day.
That's my mantra.
So for those of you who want to comment on Twain or our wine choices, you can call us at 877-4-CRUSH-1, or you can email us at info, I-N-F-O, at winecrush.com. Michael, as long as we're talking about getting lost in a bottle, what's your latest wine discovery, and would you please share it with us?
Sure. Last night I was at my sister's house, and she pulled out a wine that I don't think I've ever had before. It's called Chateau Gaubert, G-A-U-B-E-R-T. It's a Graves. It's a white wine from France, the Bordeaux region, and it's a Sauvignon Blanc for the most part. Really good, $7.
Yeah, great value.
Yeah, great value. When I asked her last night, I said, how much did this cost? She said, it's $7. And she said, you know, I think the reason it was such a great value is it was still an 04, and they must have thought that it was going bad. It wasn't going bad at all. It was beautiful.
Hey, that's a beautiful way. It's nice to find a value-conscious French wine.
Yeah. And Laura, how about you?
I'm still tying into the whole bottle shock thing. I told you we had taken a group of people.
Yeah.
In honor of Joe Gergich having made Chateau Montelena, we got a whole bunch of little half bottles of Gergich Chardonnay and stuffed them all in our purses.
Uh-huh.
So I was drinking that Gergich Chardonnay through that movie, and it was just something about seeing that's the great vineyards, tasting everything. It all just tied together well. So that's definitely what I'm, and I would encourage our listeners, before you go see Bottle Shock, definitely go to your Mega Mart, look for the half bottle section, Gergich, Chalon, Montelena, whatever you can find, drop it in your purse. It will definitely add to the
listen,
movie.
How does that go with popcorn?
It goes surprisingly
I bet,
well.
I bet, especially buttered popcorn.
Ultimately, I hope it is a big hit. Alan Rickman is great in the movie. Bill Pullman is great. And like I said, bless their hearts, the little girl that plays Sam and the boy that plays Bo.
Yeah.
God, I hope we see them again. but anyway, speaking of the guy that played Bo, that is a perfect segue to this week's winemaker. We got a chance very recently to talk with the winemaker for Chateau Montelena. And that, of course, is the winery that whipped the French in 1976 Paris tasting.
Stomp them grapes and make that wine. Put it in a bottle, boys, and ship it on down the line. Well, I got
this week, we are fortunate enough to offer up Cameron Perry. He is the current winemaker at Chateau Montelena Winery. Definitely the winery of the summer that's getting all the hoopla with The Judgment in Paris,
yep,
Bottle Shock, and all the great movies. So, without further ado, Cameron, welcome to The Crush.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking time out of what has to be just a very, very busy week for you to talk to us.
Yes, it is. We're definitely getting closer to harvest, and we got a bottling coming up as well, so there's a lot on the plate right now.
Cameron, it's one thing to be a winemaker at a winery, but it's a totally different thing to be a winemaker at the iconic winery in the United States. And, of course, I'm talking about what happened in 1976 when Chateau Montelena was chosen above all of these great French wines, and it virtually changed the world's opinion about California wines. How about telling us some of that?
Well, in 1976, an Englishman named Stephen Spurrier, who was living in Paris, arranged a tasting that later became known as the Judgment of Paris. And he pitted several California white wines, Chardonnays, against the great houses of white Burgundy. And he also pitted several very noteworthy California wineries and then pitted their reds, their Cabernets, against the great houses of Bordeaux. And the outcome that I believe a lot of us are familiar with was that Chateau Montelena's 1973 Chardonnay came out on top in a blind tasting against all the great white Burgundies. And on the red side, it was the Stag's Leap Cabernet.
Right. And that pretty much changed world opinion.
What it really did is that, you're right, it did. It changed the world's opinion, but not just about California. It really opened the door for all New World wine producers. It really broke the Franco-centric wine model. And it opened up Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa, and of course, California.
Do you still have any of that 73 Chardonnay around, and how much would it cost?
Yes, we do, and it is priceless.
Priceless meaning that there's no value to it and you'd be glad to share a bottle with us?
Priceless as in it will likely never come up for sale.
Oh, right.
Unless it's coming out of somebody's private collection, and I doubt anyone's held on to a white that long.
Yeah, I was about to say, just for novelty's sake and the fact it's the label that says 73, I'm not sure if
right.
I'd want to taste
no,
it at this point.
No, I don't
point.
Think so either.
Not this past February, but the year prior, we opened up a vertical back to 72 of Chardonnay is in 750 milliliter bottles, and believe it or not, the 72 and the 73, despite their age, were doing really quite well.
Wow.
They've aged very gracefully.
Oh, which is more than Michael can say.
Yes, that's true. That's really true.
Cameron, I want to take you off the beaten path. We all know you're a wine expert. We know how exceptional Chateau Montelena is, but I guess I am the gossip girl of this show in the sense y'all have two great movies coming out. How do you expect that to impact what's happening at Montelena? Do y'all expect more visitors? Do you expect your wines to pick up? What are y'all anticipating is going to occur after the media?
One of the things that we hope this movie will do is bring in more.
Cameron, thank you very, very much for being part of The Crush. But before we leave, a question for you. Montelena has already made history. It has already drug California to the forefront of wine history. What is Montelena going to do next that will be historical?
We hope to continue to improve upon the foundation that has been laid by the Barretts and continue to move our estate Cabernet and all of our wines to continually higher planes of excellence.
I think that's all that any of us can hope for.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And we have been speaking with Cameron Perry, the winemaker for the famous, sometimes infamous, Chateau Montelena that has made California wine, white wine, what it is today. Cameron, thank you very much for being part of The Crush and for putting your 2 cents worth in on what you think the history of California wine is going to be.
It's my pleasure.
You know, it's nice talking to Cameron, and it's nice talking about Bottle Shock, but for those of you who have followed the news, I find this interesting. About 2 weeks ago, the winery Costa Estronel did purchase Chateau Montelena. So this great icon we talked about that whipped the French is now actually under French control. The French own it.
Is that what is described as irony?
I think irony definitely fits into that, perhaps maybe sadistic as well. Michael and I have to take a small break, but as we head to the break, here is our entirely transparent device to keep you listening. We call it the wine teaser, and here is this week's. Who said, drink wine and you will sleep well, sleep and you will not sin, avoid sin and you will be saved, or go, drink wine and be saved? You got to hang around for the answer to this one.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
I'm on a test track riding in a Roush Mustang with Cooper Tires technical advisor Johnny Unser to learn why Roush Performance chooses Cooper Tires.
Wow, feel that grip?
Yeah, I felt it. Cooper incorporates what they learn at the track into engineering high-performing, reliable, safe tires for whatever you drive on the street.
Okay, time to cut her loose.
We weren't already cutting her loose? Cooper Tires, don't give up a thing. For more information and to find a dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com. Okay, seriously, I want out.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has 7 models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway, to the Avail 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of mpg, based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
Melting polar ice was a dirty look. Shrinking glaciers, a nudge. Dying forests, they were a tap on the shoulder. We got a finger in our chest from the rising sea level, and a sharp poke in the ribs from recent wildfires in Alaska. Then dying coral reefs and eroding coastlines pushed us hard. The drowned polar bears, that was a shove. Melting permafrost, that was a slap. Rising ocean temperatures and extreme weather, an uppercut. Then record-breaking heat waves hit us right where it hurts. Has it occurred to anyone that maybe the Earth is trying to get our attention?
We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution before it's too late. To find out how, go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
This is The Wine Crush. Call Michael and Laura now at 1-877-4-CRUSH-1. That's 1-877-427-8741.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And you are listening to the weekly show that's all about wine and the grape and all its glory. If listening is not enough for you, we encourage you to reach out to us on our website, You can reach us at winecrush.com, and you can find our blogs, you can find emails, you can find pictures. I don't know, you can sit there and just make fun of us while you're listening to us. But we do ask if you would be 21 before you go visit our website. That's for benefit of all involved, since we'll be discussing alcohol and the occasional four-letter word. That, and of course, Michael's picture is too frightening for minors. All right, before the break, we asked this wine stumper, who said, drink wine and you will sleep well, sleep and you will not sin, avoid sin and you will be saved, ergo, drink wine and be saved. If you know the answer to it, please email it to us at info@winecrush.com. Our crack research staff of a turkey vulture, two hamsters, a gerbil, and a partridge in a pear tree could not narrow it down any further than someone who coined the phrase in medieval Germany. All right, well, this does lead us back into our discussion of the August 15th USA Today article about mid-priced wines that are challenging the high-ticket ones. And that definitely held truth in this article. Obviously, it covers Chardonnay, it covers Pinot, it covers Syrah. We encourage our listeners, I would bet you can pull this up on the USA Today website. But what's interesting is they're doing Cabernet Sauvignons, and they recommend five different Cabernets. And I have to admit, when the first time I looked down at this and read it, I thought, value Cabernet, nickel and nickel, Carpenter Cab. No, definitely not value. But it does give you a great comparative basis. One of the value wines they give is Rutherford Ranch out of Napa Valley for $18.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can look at a Rutherford Ranch at $18, then turn around and do a nickel and nickel for $85, it really puts in perspective how you can get a difference in value and price.
Right. And how about the Hall that they put in that same category, the Diamond Mountain District of Napa for $100? I would highly recommend checking that Rutherford Ranch out.
Oh, without a doubt. A lot of you sometimes call in and email us, you know, how do I do a great dinner party? How do I do a great event? This would be a fun guideline for those of you who are looking to do wine party in the next 4 weeks. We just got off doing a tasting very similar to what USA Today did. We took Kendall Jackson VR Chardonnay. We took Cape Bread Chardonnay. We took Sonoma Cutrer Le Pierre. We took Patson Hall, and we took Jordan Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm.
And I tasted them all blind with a group of 20 people. Now, the Kendall Jackson VR Chardonnay comes in about $14 on your retail shelves.
Okay.
Every other one of those wines was $45 and up.
Yep.
The King wine we did was David Ramey Chardonnay. If you can find it, it comes in at $70 a bottle.
Yeah.
But 20 wine, not experts, but 20 wine knowledgeable people came in, sat down, tasted them. KJVR came in first place.
No kidding.
So this all ties into what we're doing with USA Today, and this all ties in with what we're encouraging to do at your own house. Drink what you like, not what you're told. A higher price tag does not make it a better wine. We are fortunate. Occasionally people are brave enough to call into the wine line with their pointed wine questions. And today, Suzanne has done just that. Suzanne, welcome to the Wine Crush. You have Laura Lawson.
And Michael Ambrose.
Hi, Laura and Mike. I'm calling from Woods Hole, Massachusetts. And my particular question is, I'm kind of new to learning about wines and the ins and outs of dry versus sweet. And usually when I'm out to dinner with some friends, they will just sort of recommend or pick a wine off of the list for me, and it's been more, I guess, in the dry range. I was wondering if you could recommend something. I'm looking to experience more of the sweeter white wines.
Well, that's easy
enough.
That's
pretty easy,
That you need to pick new friends. If they keep giving you wines that you don't like, just go ahead and get rid of them and find another group.
Just get rid of them, that's right.
Most restaurants have a Riesling on their wine list.
Yep.
A Riesling tends to be sweeter and tends to be lighter in bodied and probably what you're looking for.
And there's another one to look for. It's called Chenin Blanc. It's got a little bit more kind of a honeysuckle taste to it. Either one of those are really wonderful, particularly if you're in a Chinese or some type of an Asian type restaurant.
I was about to say, are your friends usually giving you Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Yeah, you can find sweeter things.
You can just do a Pinot Gris or a Pinot Grigio. While not necessarily sweet, it won't be as acidic and it won't be as harsh as, say, a Chardonnay and a Sauvignon Blanc will be.
You usually think of reds going with red meat and whites going with chicken or fish. Is there anything that would be a crossover wine that would go with either of those?
Yes.
Drink whatever the hell you want to with whatever you want to eat. I am so sick of the white with white and red with red. I think the best red that crosses over is going to be Pinot Noir.
That's right. Okay. And I'll tell you one of the great things it crosses over with, sea bass.
Actually, up in your neck of the woods, I know a lot of people, you have a lot of shellfish, you have a lot of scallops. Yeah. When you start doing that with some red sauces, you start doing that with something heavier, you can do a Syrah, you can do a Zinfandel, pretty much whatever you want to do. The food is so good up there that any wine will taste better.
Thank you so much for the information.
So Michael and I need to take a moment and go to break, but we will certainly have more exciting adventures when we return.
There's a reason Roush Performance chooses Cooper Tires for their high-performance vehicles. Just ask Cooper Tires technical advisor, Johnny Unser.
Roush tunes vehicles to reach their absolute limits. They need tires that can handle those limits, from handling to durability to safety. That's why they choose Cooper. And that same race-bred technology goes into every Cooper tire you buy, no matter what you drive.
For more information and to find a dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com. Cooper Tires. Don't give up a thing.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Look, Steve. Isn't that Jimmy Johnson over there?
Where?
Over there, in the lumber aisle.
Yeah, that's him.
Well, you said if you ever saw him, you'd ask him.
I'm not going to ask him.
Go on, ask him.
I can't, it's embarrassing.
They say he's a really nice guy. I'm sure he'll do it.
All right, here goes. Excuse me, Jimmy?
Yes?
I feel a little funny about this, but I was wondering if I could ask you a favor.
Sure, what is it?
Would you come over and fix my fence?
Cobalt tools are so comfortable to use. Once you start working with them, you'll never want to quit. Cobalt, the next generation of tough tools. Available only at Lowe's.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has 7 models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway, to the Aveo 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of mpg, based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, 1 out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly 1/3 of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Drink wine, everybody, drink wine. Drink wine, everybody, drink wine. Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And you are listening to the weekly show that's all about wine, all about grapes, and then sometimes, in Michael's case, wine with the H. All right, I guess if we had to have a theme today, it would be a salute to the movie Bottle Shock, which should be in a theater near you. We have also tipped our hats to USA Today for putting together its list of mid-priced wines that you might want to consider. And we've compared notes on their Chardonnay and Cabernet selections. So now let's pick apart or applaud the final wines from their list, Pinot Noir and Syrah. Michael and I were talking about this earlier. He just did a Syrah tasting and said he couldn't find any Syrahs he liked lately.
Yeah, they're tough for me to find. There's too much cherry in them for me. The Dutton Goldfield is absolutely. Anything that they do is wonderful as far as I'm concerned. I just highly recommend that. $35 is a pretty pricey Syrah, but my guess is it's better than the Kendall Jackson.
I would say it might have a little more structure to it, but both those ones are really, really good.
Yeah.
The Dutton Goldfield Cherry Ridge Vineyard Syrah, I'm delighted to see them getting national press because their wines have always been good.
They are great.
But it's not necessarily in a typical Syrah. It has high alcohol. It is a big boy.
Yeah.
So I think the KJ definitely falls in the best category there. As far as Pinots, looking over their Pinot Noirs, McMurray, Etude, Hahn Estates, Arath, I have to admit I fall towards the higher end of the scale with the Arath at 45, but mm-hmm. Here's what I don't understand. Where's their value there?
Yeah, I know. There's not much there. Yeah, $37 is the low end with the McMurray Ranch, which is quite good. We sell a lot of it at the restaurant.
Since we kind of mentioned that, since they don't have a value in there with everything being 37 and up, I do have a value. I would recommend going to grab a bottle of Cambria Pinot Noir. For those of you who are Pinot fans, great bottle of wine coming out of Santa Barbara. Make that your value selection, but definitely try the others.
There's one more to try. One more to try, and that would be Saintsbury.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Okay.
If you would like to go to the USA Today website to see writer Jerry Shriver's observation, or better yet, come to our website and see our week's recipe, and we can steer you to the USA Today site. How about that for a win-win situation? All right, as we have belabored the movie Bottle Shock USA Today, this weekend is obviously Labor Day.
Yes, it is.
So as we celebrate the end of summer, Michael, how are you celebrating Labor Day?
Laura, unfortunately, I'm going to be laboring. I will be in Savannah opening up a restaurant, so there's nothing but hard work in on my Labor Day. How about you?
Well, actually, it's kind of a Labor Day tradition, and since you're moving to Savannah,
right?
One of my Labor Day thing is I take all my white pants and take them to the dry cleaner. You need to make sure that you put up all your white pants, all your straw hats, because as you're going deep in the South in Savannah, you better make sure you're fashion conscious.
I'll remember that for sure and put a hat in my bonnet or put a feather in my bonnet.
There you go, because you definitely put a B in the rest of ours. All right, Michael and I have time for one final email today, and we have this from Chris. What would you suggest for wines at a wedding? I'm getting married at a hunt club, and the food served will center around wild game. I am looking for wines in the $30 range.
Well, we've just been talking about them.
Yes.
And I know you're going to say champagne to start with, right?
Oh, I was just hoping that the wedding wouldn't be a wild boar.
Well, you're kind of wild, and I know you call me a boar, so...
Fair enough.
You know, we were just talking about Syrahs, and I think the Syrahs would be great with the wild boar.
I think it would be great any kind of game you want to do, and thanks to our friends at USA Today, the Dutton Goldfield Cherry Ridge definitely fit into what you're looking for.
Absolutely.
But when you're looking for gamey meats and pairing a white wine with it, you need some kind of heavy oak Chardonnay.
Yeah.
I would say go get Chateau Montelena Chardonnay, but since we know we can't find it, I would recommend Gurgitsch, Chalon, or Freemark Abbey. All of those will definitely fit the right price point and will pair well with your meal. So we hope that this helped you with your wedding, and congratulations and best of luck. And I hope your bride's going to enjoy having a wedding at a hunt club.
Right.
Well, we definitely have wound the wine down today, and we are out of time. So in that, I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
Just reminding you, in vino veritas, in wine there is truth.